We're talking today with Michael Kelsey from the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. Michael, here we are, election season, election day upon us now, and it's so important that everybody in not just rural areas, but urban areas as well, get out and vote. But traditionally, our rural folks, our folks that are involved in production agriculture, have been folks that are engaged and are willing to go up and wait in line and vote.
That's right. I think there's just a strong connection with the land and with the civic responsibility to do so. We know that there's more in our military that come from a rural setting than that come from an urban setting. And again, the only reason I say that is we just know that there's that strong connection. So voting, this is the one day out of a year that every eligible voter has the opportunity to be a policymaker, has the opportunity, if you will, to be a legislator, if you'll let me use that term. And it's so very much important. I'm in a personal experience. My oldest son, it's his first opportunity to be able to vote. He turned 18 in March, and so he's been really excited about participating in the presidential election. He participated in the primaries. We're going to make a family event out of it. We've been discussing the different issues and questions and candidates, and we don't agree on all of them, and that's okay. But we've learned from each other, and we look forward to going through the line together, and we're going to wait out the line. If there's a big one, that's fine, and enjoy that time to visit and do that civic responsibility that we have to vote. I think, Ron, if we think about it from a global perspective, how many people in this world would just absolutely relish the opportunity for one day out of the year to select their leaders, to select those issues that are important to them, to mark yes or no, or a certain person, or whatever the case may be. We talk about how citizens, especially military, have given their life for this freedom, and that's absolutely true, and we should honor that. But there are people right now across the world who don't have the opportunity to select their government, to be a part of that process, and they would really want that. And so in honoring them, we go and we participate. In honoring our forefathers who gave their life, who sacrificed, stepped away from their families for a time being to fight for our freedoms to do so, and those that are currently doing so, obviously, right now. But then, quite frankly, just honoring those folks who put their name on the ballot. They stuck themselves out there, whether it be a school board, a county commissioner, sheriff, or all the way up to the top of the ballot. They put themselves out there. They deserve our respect and our attention to go and place our vote. And so it's very important in our family. It's very important for the Cattlemen's Association in terms of our membership, encouraging our members to go vote. It's very important for rural Oklahoma, and certainly important for all Oklahomans to participate.
In the midst of all of that, we do have ongoing business for your members. And I know there's a lot of worries because late summer it looked like we were going to be okay on this cattle market, but we really hit kind of a downward spiral for a while, and maybe we've stabilized a little bit or not, but I know there's a lot of worries in cattle country.
Yeah, there is. The markets are just lethargic at best, and just really sour. And here's the other thing. Misery loves company, I suppose, because you look at all commodity markets and we're all in the tank right now, and so none of us are really optimistic. And in talking with some of my friends at other organizations here in Oklahoma, we've been talking about, how do we look at this from an agricultural standpoint, not only in Oklahoma, but in the country. What do we need to do? What do we need to be? Are there policies that we need to consider? What is causing this? And there's a lot of different things depending upon what particular segment you're talking about, whether it be the CME, the board, or whether it be trade, or whether it be regulations, or whatever the case may be. There's things that we need to work on in order to help move us forward positively. I tell you, I've been watching Dr. Peel and his colleagues very closely to see kind of what they're recommending and what they're suggesting. You know, have we hit bottom on the feeder cattle market? Where are we at on the live cattle market? What's our cow situation? All those types of things. I know me, as well as many others, have been watching those guys, and we certainly depend upon them for good insight, and they're doing a great job giving us that. But what a challenge that we're in right now. And I think the thing that, at least from our board of directors, what we discussed last week in this topic, and we spent a good bit of time on this, is we've got to remain optimistic. We've got a very positive product. We've got a great product. We've got a very positive lifestyle. We need to continue to promote that and be patient and work forward in a positive manner and work on those things we can work on. Mm-hmm. And those things that we can't, just be patient and move forward. And that's what we're going to do here at OCA.
I know that along those lines, you've got fall gatherings underway and also some meetings on the veterinary feed directive, but you're having a chance to interact with a lot of folks out across the state.
That's right. Two sets of meetings that we've got going on. Our fall gatherings, we're doing six across the country, and that's where we're talking with individual members about individual issues. So we're talking about things like TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, and the need to try to get that done in the lame duck session, why trade is so important, global trade is so important to us. Talking about at the VFD meetings, the Veterinary Feed Directive, where those are individual meetings just to talk about that. Big, big change coming in January 1. And we've invited the veterinary community as well as the youth community to come in and visit with our membership because even those folks, young folks who are showing livestock, they're affected by this and they need to be aware of how this is could change and shape how they feed their animals. And so obviously the big thing we're saying with the VFD is you've got to have a veterinary relationship. And that's just good for business anyway, but establish that veterinary relationship, be in communication with your veterinarian. Mm-hmm. That'll be a positive step in moving through this. But in addition to that, making sure that we continue to tell our story to lawmakers regarding the use of antimicrobials, antibiotics, and so forth. And that comes back to the fall gatherings, letting folks know, members know what we're doing on the national level and even on the state level, but more importantly on the national level with FDA and with USDA regarding the use of antimicrobials and feed products in our feed and so forth. It's very important that we keep that positive story present in front of them at all times. We've got some great friends in Congress, obviously, we're watching them to make sure that they not only are successful in the election, but we make sure we're communicating with them all the time, whether it be, again, an issue with antimicrobials or an issue we worked on last week with the IRS regarding estate transfer and so forth. All those types of things are very important to our business, and so we're going to continue to work on those in a very positive fashion.
Top hired hand for the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, Michael Kelsey. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.